So there's equipment that gets retired from human medicine, and then there's other equipment. These companies manufacture equipment for advanced diagnostics for the human side, and then they realize, well, we could be manufacturing for other markets as well as veterinary markets. And so they're making and selling and retiring MRIs and CTs, you know, for CAT scans and various advanced diagnostic tools. In fact, there's a company called RoboVet that is coming out with a much smaller MRI for animals in the near future, and they're doing a Kick Me funder, you know, fundraiser to start it up and everything. And I saw a picture of a horse that was strapped down, and it had all kinds of tubes and wires running stuff to it, and then it was going into some kind of an MRI imaging device. And my problem with that is I was looking at it, and I know some vets, that good people, that like to play with toys. They just love the advanced diagnostics, and it's so cool to be able to get a picture of a amygdala in the brain, and to have these answers and to feel like real doctors that, you know, are working with cutting edge stuff. And I get that. It's what drives you to work every morning, is feeling like you've got, you know, cool stuff to play with. But the problem is, as these diagnostics advance, and is it's a marketing, there's a tremendous marketing element to it, that these corporations understand that they can say, we have MRI, we have CT, and we have, you know, advanced imaging over what the general practitioner has. And this isn't sour grapes, because here's what I'm leading up to with every single thing I'm saying. What can you do with the information from an MRI of the brain? So these companies that are buying these retired MRIs, or buying the little doggy version of the MRI, and then using that in their advertising campaigns, and then strapping people down for $1,200 and $2,400 MRIs and CT scans and everything. It's exciting, and it feels like your dog is getting the, quote, best care with these advanced diagnostics, and everything seems so space age and modern. And then what it finally boils down to, though, is, why did I just spend that to have an answer about a tumor or a bleed or an infarct or malformation in the brain that we're not going to go in and fix? So I've got a $2,400 answer, and I haven't even treated. My point being is, probably one town, a big town, probably only needs one MRI and people good enough to use it. Because really, it's probably 1 in 100 dogs that are going to get an MRI or a CT of the brain that are actually going to be able to use the result. CTs of the spine, okay, sure. If you're doing, like, let's say that you're an orthopedic surgeon, like Dr. Filer, who is a quality individual. I've known him for years, and he is not the corporate strategist who's dangling carrots in front of people the way they do these days, sorry. Well, he would use a CT or an MRI in place of a myelogram to try to detect the defects in the spine that he could fix surgically, but it still take it to the next level. If your dog is 14 or 15, surgery's out of the question. You can get swept up in the excitement of a veterinarian saying, we're going to do a CT scan of the spine and find out what's going on with the spine and why he can't use his hind legs. And the implication is, we'll find out what's wrong and fix it. But I don't even think it occurs to the vets that we'll find out what's wrong so we can tell you what's wrong, as opposed to, we'll find out what's wrong so we can fix it. My point being is, and maybe I should title this whole thing with it, is, what can I do with that information? Because that's what's going on. I mean, we're kind of anthropomorphizing dogs and cats. We're trying to give them the best possible care. We're trying to treat them to the medical essentials that people get, and that's wonderful. But our medicine hasn't gotten to the point where we do kidney transplants, although it's possible. Who's going to spend last time I checked, who's going to spend $54,000 on a kidney transplant? or a CT scan of the brain to with a view to removing a brain tumor. I mean, what can I do with the information? And I think corporate medicine, that is kind of creating this backdraft of interest and prioritizing and valuing that as a place to, you know, I go to that vet because he's got a CT scan, and it's kind of like, I don't know, is that like technically, is that kind of predatory actually, because he's holding out this advanced technology that isn't even important just to look good? I don't know.